Hare Krishna.
Radha Madhava.
You are the translator.
Before starting, I would like to welcome all of you from my heart. I'm very glad that so many of you could make their way today and associate with us.
Prije nego što počnemo, htio bih vam svima zaželiti dobrodošlicu iz dubine mog srca. Drago mi je što je toliko vas uspjelo doći danas.
I especially want to greet our guests from Italy, from Prabhupada Desh. I was almost fell down from the Vyasasan when I saw you. Could you please help me, Prabhu, your good name? I'm sometimes a little forgetful of names, please. Manoha Prabhu and Vishaka, they have come.
Posebice bih htio... Posebice bih htio zaželiti dobrodošlicu našim dragim gostima iz Prabhupada Desha. Skoro sam pao s Vyasasana kada sam se vidio ovdje. Manohar Prabhu i Mataji Vishaka. Haribo.
Haribo. When you get a chance to come to Prabhupada Desh, please go. They have made such a wonderful arrangement to worship Gaur Nithai. It's a very, very, very beautiful temple room with Italian marble.
Kada dobijete priliku otići u Prabhupada Desh, molim vas, nemojte propustiti, jer prekrasno tamo obožavaju Shri Shri Gaur Nithai, a hramska prostorija je prekrasno uređena sa talijanskim mramorom.
We have sometimes been invited to come there and have also done Harinams in Venice during the carnival time. It's only 1.5 hours away from the temple. It's an unforgettable experience, both the temple and the Venice carnival and the Harinam.
Ponekad nas pozovu u Prabhupada Desh i na Harinam u Veneciji. To je samo sat i po vremena udaljeno. I stvarno smo oduševljeni i hramom i festivalom i harinamom u Veneciji.
And Manoha and Vishaka are practically the beating heart of the temple together with Guru Charan Prabhu.
Manohar Prabhu i Mataji Vishaka su doslovno otkucaj srca hrama zajedno sa.
So now we feel
Guru Charan Prabhu.
Yeah, we feel very happy that you have come.
Veoma smo sretni zato što ste došli.
You have brought Prabhupada Desh weather with you.
Donijeli ste Prabhupada Deshovsko vrijeme s vama.
Today I want to address all of you on some very important and a little private or personal subject matters.
Danas vas želim osloviti sa veoma osobnom temom.
I was informed by those who manage my stay here in Split that today is the day for the serious practitioners of Gaudiya Vaishnavism, today I'm expected to give you some fuel which will help you to accelerate and to empower your own spiritual journey.
Oni koji menadžiraju moj boravak ovdje su me uputili da je danas dan za ozbiljno upražnjavanje Gaudija Vaishnavizma, stoga bih htio dati poticaj gorivo za vaš duhovni život.
Maybe some of our guests are not yet practicing seriously bhakti yoga, so some of what I will say today will not be so easily understandable by you, but I think that is all the more fascinating when we don't understand everything.
Možda neki od naših gostiju ne prakticiraju bhakti jogu ozbiljno, stoga neke od stvari koje ću danas reći vam neće biti lake za razumjeti.
Please let us start the auspicious invocation. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo
Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Saminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Askatyare Satarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srinivasari Govaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama I would like to talk today about what a serious devotee can expect when he starts his journey from the beginning of his spiritual life towards the end of his spiritual life.
Danas bih želio govoriti o tome što ozbiljni bhakta može očekivati na svome putu od početka kada započne duhovni život pa prema koncu.
Whenever you do a journey, start a journey, it implies that you leave the old and the known territory of your life behind and venture into the unknown.
Kada god započnete put, to podrazumijeva da poznati teritorij ostavljate za sobom I upustite se u avanturu, u putu nepoznato.
I could not have imagined when I started my own spiritual journey more than 35 years ago what I would experience.
Nisam mogao zamisliti kada sam započeo vlastiti duhovni put prije 35 godina šta ću iskusiti.
It was not many of the things which I saw and the stations I went through were not planned.
Mnoge od stvari kroz koje sam prošao na stanicama kroz koje sam prolazio nisu bile planirane.
I was also surprised to see my own weaknesses at times.
Također sam bio iznenađen s vremena na vrijeme vidjeti moje vlastite nedostatke.
However, I wouldn't like to miss even one millisecond of the journey.
Kako bilo da bilo, ne bih htio propustiti niti jednu milisekundu toga puta.
Because everything was and is Krishna's arrangement.
Jer je sve to bilo I jest aranžman Krišne.
When Srila Prabhupada was in his last days amongst us here in Vrindavan, he gave a stunning and illuminating definition of the Krishna conscious journey.
Posljednjih dana svog boravka među nama ovdje u Vrindavanu, Šrila Prabhupada je dao jako prosvjetljujuće opise duhovnog puta.
He said in essence that really everything and everyone moves under Krishna's control, and to recognize that is Krishna consciousness.
Rekao je da je svjesnost Krišna znači prepoznati da se sve I svatko miče pod upravom Krišne.
So although each individual journey is arranged by Krishna in a different way, there are some general patterns which I would like to share with you this evening. Patterns which come up again and again in the different journeys of different devotees.
Mada je svako osobno duhovno putovanje, Krišna različito aranžira. Postoje neki uopćeni obrasci koji se ponavljaju i ponavljaju na tom putu.
Yes. If you want to understand a little bit more what happens in the spiritual journey, you should read the Brihad Bhagavatamrita, that is the second part of it.
Želite li razumjeti u detalje što se dešava na tom putu, trebali biste pročitati drugi dio Brihad Bhagavatamrite.
There is no in terms of spiritual literature, there is no account which is more fascinating of the spiritual journey than Brihad Bhagavatamrita.
Što se tiče duhovne književnosti, nema nema djela koje je više zapanjujuće od puta koje se opisuje u Brihad Bhagavatamriti.
So the journey basically is an inward journey, or a journey which is done in the heart, and it starts at Shraddha, that you have faith that this path will bring you to the end.
To je putovanje, u stvari unutarnje putovanje koje započinje u srcu, koje se dešava u srcu, a započinje sa Shraddhom ili vjerom.
When you have faith in your heart, that is, you are open to spiritual life, then you can receive God's gift in the form of the seed of bhakti.
Kada imate vjeru i otvorite srce ka duhovnom putu, od Boga možete primiti to sjeme bhakti.
The word seed is very appropriate.
Riječ sjeme je baš prikladna.
Because a seed always has in it a huge potentiality.
Jer sjeme uvijek u sebi sadrži ogroman potencijal.
When, for instance, the seed of a man enters into the woman's body, there's a great potentiality that a new life, a baby, will appear.
Kada muškarčevo sjeme uđe u ženu, postoji tu veliki potencijal kroz koji će se jednog dana pojaviti dijete.
And in the seed there are so many unknown things about this person.
I u sjemenu ima toliko mnogo nepoznatih stvari glede te osobe.
His bone structure.
Struktura njegovih kostiju.
His karma.
Njegova karma.
Everything is carried by that seed.
Sve se nosi u tom sjemenu.
So, in an open heart, the seed of bhakti can take can be received.
U otvorenom srcu sjeme bhakti može se primiti.
And that seed has in it the potentiality for bhava. Bhava is a very high state of consciousness in which a god appears to the devotee.
I to sjeme bhakti u sebi ima potencijal za bhavu. Bhava je jako uzvišen nivo u duhovnom životu kada se Bog osobno pojavljuje bhakti.
So, like every seed needs protection to develop its full potentiality, the seed of bhakti also requires protection against outside disturbances.
Kao što svako sjeme potrebuje zaštitu da bi moglo nesmetano rasti, tako i sjeme bhakti potrebuje zaštitu od vanjskih uznemirenja.
And like every seed requires nourishment to grow, so does also the seed of bhakti require nourishment.
Svako sjeme potrebuje brigu da bi raslo, tako i sjeme bhakti također potrebuje brigu.
Let me tell you about the protection, first of all, of the seed of bhakti, the potential of Krishna consciousness, which I believe has been sown into everyone's heart who has assembled this evening here.
Dozvolite mi da vam prvo kažem o tome potencijalu sjemena bhakti, potencijalu sjemena svjesnosti Krišne koji smo svi ovdje nadam se primili.
Yes. The protection amongst, against this seed is devotional association.
Zaštita ovog sjemena je duhovno druženje.
It's like a fence against wild animals.
To je poput ograde koja štiti od divljih životinja.
You see this in Vrindavan, India now when they plant a new tree, they almost have like like it looks like a prison of protection around it, you know, iron bars with pikes and electricity, you know, that the maimons will not eat the plant.
Možete vidjeti u Vrindavanu, na primjer, čim zasade novo drvo, da oko njega nešto što izgleda doslovno kao zatvor, čak i sa strujom, tako da majmuni ne bi pojeli tu biljku.
So you need Vaishnava association very much to protect your bhakti, your fresh young bhakti, which begins to grow in your heart, against materialistic influences.
Da biste zaštitili tu svježu mladu bhakti od materialističkih utjecaja, treba vam društvo Vaishnava.
I want to explain to you how important association is.
Želio bih vam objasniti koliko je važno ovo društvo.
Once a king said to his minister, whatever was not sold today on the market, buy it.
Jednom je kralj rekao svom ministru, što god da se nije prodalo danas na tržnici, kupi.
So the minister went to the market and he saw that there was one man who dealt with parrots who had not sold one of his parrots.
I kada je ministar došao na tržnicu, vidio da je tamo bio čovjek koji je prodavao papige i nije prodao ni jednu jedinu papigu.
He said, the minister said, the king wants to buy your parrot. What is the price?
Rekao mu je, kralj želi otkupiti tvoje papige. Koliko koštaju?
He was shocked when he heard 5,000 rupees.
Bio je osupnut kad je čuo da koštao 5,000 rupija.
It's too much, a normal parrot. 123 rupees. That's all right. Yeah.
Inače, 123 rupije je okej.
Okay. Yeah. He said, why is it so expensive?
Pitao je, zašto je tako skupo?
The parrot dealer said, you will find out when you buy it.
A prodavač papiga rekao, saznat ćeš kada je kupiš. There was one parrot left? There was one parrot left.
Yes.
Oh, pardon, bila je jedna koja je ostala, ne jedna koja je bila prodana.
One, yeah.
Jedna.
So, the minister bought the parrot for the price of 5,000 rupees. My God, I begin to faint when I even speak about it. Much too much.
Ministar je stoga kupio papigu za tu cijenu od 5000 rupija, a Bože moj, kad samo pomislim na to, počinjem padati u nesvijest.
But on the way home he found out that this was a valuable parrot.
A na putu kući saznao da je to jako vrijedna papiga.
First the parrot recited the whole Bhagavad Gita by heart. And then he started with the Brahma Sanghita, Govinda Maripusha.
Prvo je papiga na putu kući izrecitirala cijelu Bhagavad Gitu na pamet, a potom je počela sa Brahma Samhitom.
He was like a flying encyclopedia of Shastra.
Bila je poput leteće enciklopedije Shastra.
The king was very pleased when he got it.
Kralj je bio izuzetno zadovoljan kada ju je dobio.
He said to the minister, buy another from a parrot from this parrot dealer.
I zatražio od svog ministra, kupi još jednu papigu od tog prodavača papiga.
Minister came back the next day and said, any other parrot?
Ministar se vratio sljedećeg dana i pitao ga, imaš li još kakvih papiga?
Yes, said the dealer, I have his brother.
Rekao je prodavač, da, imam njegova brata.
How much is he all? Also so expensive.
Koliko
ready to pay?
Koliko on košta isto tako koliko skup, spreman sam platiti.
No, he is only 5 rupees.
Ne, on je svega 5 rupija.
So he bought the parrot. But on the way home this parrot opened his mouth like his brother.
Stoga je kupio tu papigu, a na putu kući ova papiga je otvorila usta, baš poput njegova brata.
The first word he said was, can I say it? Give you my, do you give me your permission to say it?
Prva riječ koju je papiga rekla, da li mi dozvoljava da vam kažem što je ta papiga rekla?
But don't criticize me if I tell now the naked truth.
Molim vas, nemojte me kritizirati ako vam sada kažem golu istinu.
You bastard!
Oh, ti pasti skote.
This is an improved translation. Would you like to hear the second word?
Da li biste željeli čuti drugu riječ?
I think it is not necessary.
Mislim da nije potrebno.
The second word was so heavy that Ivana would get a miscarriage if she would hear it.
Ta druga riječ je bila toliko užasna da bi Ivana imala spontani pobačaj kad bi je čula.
It's so heavy.
Toliko je užasna.
The whole way home, this parrot just used the most ugly, obscene language you can imagine.
Cijelim putem do kuće ova papiga je koristila najružniji i najbezobrazniji jezik koji možete čuti.
The minister was totally on the mental platform when he arrived and he was disturbed, he needed to take antidepressant medicine.
Ministar je bio totalno na mentalnom nivou kada je došao u palaču, treba je uzeti antidepresiv tablete protiv depresije.
he put the parrot somewhere and he this parrot is of the devil, he said. He went back to the parrot dealer and said, why are your parrots so different?
Odložio je tu papigu, vratio se prodavaču papige i pitao ga, zašto su te tvoje papige toliko različite?
Yes, said the parrot dealer, the good parrot was with saints and the bad parrot, his brothers, with criminals.
Da, rekao je prodavač papiga. Dobra papiga je bila sa svecima, a loša sa kriminalcima.
And that's why they are different and also have a different price.
Zato su različite i zato imaju različite cijene.
My dear devotees, association is very important.
Dragi moji bakte, druženje je veoma važno.
It's more important than we sometimes think.
Važnije je nego što mi to ponekad mislimo.
It influences us in an invisible way.
Utječe na nas na nevidljiv način.
In Mayapur there was one, you know, in Srila Mayapur there is one mineral in the earth. If you take water from Mayapur without filtering for 50 years, then that mineral in the earth will kill you. Hare Krishna.
Ako u Srila Mayapuru postoji jedan mineral u zemlji i ako popijete vode u Mayapuru bez da ste je filtrirali, ubit će vas za 15 godina.
Finally we have found out why some people have gotten cancer there.
Napokon smo saznali zašto su neki ljudi tamo oboljeli od raka.
It works so absolutely imperceptible and slowly, this poison. And this is what happens in if you have material association. It's imperceptible and very slow, but very strong.
Taj mineral djeluje tako neopazivo, ali tako sigurno. To je jako, jako snažan.
Therefore, association with devotees is praised enthusiastically by all the revealed scriptures.
Druženje s baktama entuzijastično slave svi razotkriveni spisi.
If I can give you a little tip after 35 years, it is this. Whenever you feel a little downward movement in your consciousness, you must, I want to repeat this, you must make an arrangement that you have higher association.
Daću vam, nakon 35 godina, daću vam jednu malu natuknicu. Kad god osjetite pomak nadolje u svjesnosti, morate tražiti ovo druženje.
It is so important and it works so quickly.
To je toliko važno i djeluje tako brzo.
You just need to be near devotees.
trebate samo biti ublizeni bhakta.
Who are good devotees.
Koji su dobri bhakte.
And everything seems to happen automatically in your life.
I čini se onda
good.
Da, i čini se onda da sve, da se sve dobro u vašem životu dešava automatski.
And therefore I always think in my mind when everything goes wrong in my life I will just go to a first class devotee. I will go to Indradumna Maharaj and dance from morning till evening in his Harinam party, or I will go to Radhanath Maharaj and go on the yatra and just hear, eat prasadam and sleep and become better.
Kad god, ako se, ako bi se nešto desilo loše u mojoj svjesnosti, znam odmah bih otišao Indradumna Svamiju u njegovu Harinam povorku i plesao od jutra do sutra, ili bih otišao Kradanat Svamiju, samo slušao, jeo prasadam, odspavao i, i sve bi bilo bolje.
Simple program, but highly effective.
Jednostavan program, ali visoko učinkovit, Radamadava.
Or one hears an MP3 lecture, MP or tape recording, whatever is new now, the new style.
Ili slušati MP3, snimke MP3 predavanja ili na kazete ili šta god novo da sada imamo.
One just hears it.
Osoba je samo sluša.
And then the consciousness is uplifted.
I onda se svjesnost uzdiže.
In the scriptures it is said it is preferable to be in a cage with a vile lion. Wow. Than to stay with materialistic people together. Hare Krishna.
U spisima se kaže da je bolje biti zatvoren u kavezu sa bijesnim lavom nego družiti se sa materialistima.
The vile lion can at best destroy your body.
U najgorem slučaju bijesni lav može uništiti vaše tijelo.
No problem. We had already millions of bodies before this.
Nema problema, već smo milijardama puta imali tijela.
Krishna Jivani, imagine you have 1 million zaris. If one zari is lost, what is the problem?
Zamisli Krishna Jivani, da imaš 1 milion sarija i da jednoga izgubiš, u čemu bi bio problem?
No problem.
Nema problema.
But when you are with materialists and you become influenced by them, your bhakti is destroyed, and that you cannot, that's tragic.
Ali kada se s materialistima i kada se družite s njima, vaša bhakti biva uništena i to je tragedija.
So like every seed, the seed of bhakti needs nourishment.
Kao i svako sjeme, sjeme bhakti treba okrepu.
Yeah, like water.
Poput vode.
This is the daily hearing of transcendental sound vibration.
To je redovito svakodnevno slušanje transcendentalne zvučne vibracije.
I feel the Hare Krishna movement does not really apply this water well enough.
Osjećam da Hare Krishna pokret ne primjenjuje, ne zaljeva tom vodom dovoljno.
Even when Prabhupada was amongst us, he would criticize us. He would say, my only criticism against my disciples is they are not afraid of Maya and therefore they don't read and chant properly.
Čak i kad je šla Prabhupada, bio među nama, kritizirao je nas, svoje učenike, rekao je da se, moji učenici se ne boje dovoljno Maje i ne čitaju dovoljno.
If you don't
treba dovoljno.
If you however make a good program to read and chant every day properly, then the seed of your bhakti will get the required nourishment and grow and grow and grow.
Ako možete osmisliti program da svakodnevno pravilno mantrate i čitate, vaša bhakti će rasti i rasti.
I feel each one of us needs to make a plan in his or her life how it is possible to have a fulfilling and realistic program of chanting and reading.
Osjećam da svatko od nas mora napraviti dobar plan kako u svom životu imati dobar plan realističan također plan mantranja i čitanja.
And from this daily nurturing of the bhakti plant, you know, we will develop a lot of spiritual strength.
Iz ovog svakodnevnog, iz ove svakodnevne brige za biljku bhakti dobit ćemo mnogo snage.
There was once a man in India who was very weak. He had no muscles.
Jednom jedan čovjek u Indiji je bio jako slab, nije imao mišiće.
But it was told to him by an astrologer that within one year's time murderers would come to kill his house, his wife and his children.
Ali astrolog mu je rekao kako će kroz godinu dana doći ubojice ne bi ljubili njegovu ženu i djecu.
The man understood, I need to become strong to defend my beloved wife and children.
Čovjek je razumio, trebam se osnažiti da bih zaštitio svoju ženu i djecu.
So he asked one pandit, how can I become strong within one year and have muscles? I'm now very weak.
Stoga jednog panditu upitao, kako u godinu dana mogu osnažiti i dobiti mišiće, sada sam veoma slab.
And the pandit told him, he should every day carry a little bull up the staircase. A little bull.
Bull?
Tele. Bull tele. Yeah.
Okay. I pandit mu je rekao, svaki dan trebaš malog bika nositi uza stepenicu.
You know, when the bull tails grow, they very in a few months they are better than any bodybuilder, you know.
Znate, kad telad raste u svega par mjeseci, bolji su od bilo kojeg bodybuildera.
More, yes, yes, much better. So he carried it. So first it was just lightweight.
I tako ga nosio. U početku je bio izuzetno lagan.
Then every day the bull grew this much.
I svaki dan je ovoliko rastao.
And he became this much broader.
I ovoliko je bio, za ovoliko je bio širi.
So after one, so every day he carried the bull up.
I svaki dan je telca nosio uzbrdo.
And after one year he was extremely strong.
I nakon godinu dana bio je silno snažan.
The rest of the story is not known, but I know that the murderers were not successful.
Ostatak priče ne znam, ali znam samo da ubojice nisu bili uspješni.
This example tells us that you can't really see what happens with this exercise.
Ovaj primjer nam govori to da u stvari ne možemo vidjeti što se događa tom vježbom.
But if you do it regularly, it has strong effect.
Ali ako je redovito primjenjujete, ima snažan utjecaj.
This is the same when you do everyday chanting and reading.
Isto je s tim kada svakodnevno mantrate i čitate.
Without fail.
Bez greške.
There is a very strong spiritual effect on your life.
U vašem životu se dogodi veoma snažan duhovan efekt.
Please make an arrangement in your life where you have these time, maybe half an hour a day for this practice.
Molim vas, probajte aranžirati u svom životu da dnevno imate barem pola sata za upražnjavanje toga.
I can tell you from my experience that because I somehow have faith in this, I have watered my plant every day and it is very, very wonderful, the plant.
Mogu vam reći iz vlastitog iskustva da sam svakodnevno zalijeva ovu biljku i sada je vrlo snažna.
I'm not trying to say that I'm an advanced devotee, I'm not. But what I can say, really say from my heart, that one a wonderful growth has taken place of something which was not there before.
Ne pokušavam reći da sam napredan bhakta, jer nisam, ali neki prekrasan rast se tu dogodio kojeg prije tu nije bilo.
It just requires that we make a serious effort in our life to daily water the plant of Krishna consciousness.
Trebamo uložiti ozbiljan napor da svakodnevno zalijevamo tu biljku predanog služenja.
it said that there are two things which will happen when you do this.
Kada to radite, rečeno je da će se dvije stvari dogoditi.
You will attain Svarup Siddhi and Vastu Siddhi afterwards.
Dobit ćete svoj Svarup Siddhi, a potom Vastu Siddhi.
Svarup Siddhi means you will realize your spiritual identity while still being in this material world.
Svarup Siddhi znači da ćete spoznati svoj duhovni identitet dok ste još uvijek u ovom materijalnom svijetu.
What this means, some of my god brothers have told me.
Što to znači? Rekla su mi neka od mojih braća po Bogu.
You see for a moment your eternal spiritual identity.
Za trenutak vidite svoj vječni duhovni identitet.
But this little glimpse is already enough to free you from all your fears and anxieties. You know everything is all right. I'm a child of eternity.
To što možete na trenutak to vidjeti je dovoljno da vam ukloni sve strahove i nezadovoljstva i možete znati ja sam dijete vječnosti.
And Vastu Siddhi means slightly the next step. It happens when you leave this material body and you go in your eternal spiritual body into the pastimes of Lord Krishna and take up your original constitutional position of a servant there.
A Vastu Siddhi je idući korak i znači da po napuštanju tijela u svom vječnom duhovnom tijelu odlazite natrag gospodinu Krišni u duhovni svijet i tamo ponovno zauzimate položaj njegova sluge.
Wouldn't you like to have these fruits in your life?
Da li biste htjeli imati te plodove u svom životu?
Imagine you would know who you are.
Zamislite da znate tko jeste.
That means the lie of your material life would be over.
Znači da bi laž materijalnog života završila.
And imagine further, you would actually be invited into the eternal pastime of Krishna.
I zamislite, bili biste pozvani u vječne zabave Krishna.
It's described when the soul leaves the body and then he will first go into a universe where Krishna has his pastime.
Opisano je da će duša kad napusti tijelo najprije ići u onaj svemir gdje Krishna trenutno provodi svoje zabave.
And there he will meet Krishna.
I tamo će sresti Krishna.
With Radha.
S Radom.
It's described, it is when the devotee sees Krishna before him, it's very difficult for him because it's so overwhelming.
Opisano je da kad bhakta vidi Krishnu pred sobom, da je to izuzetno teško jer jednostavno preplavljuje.
When you meet God, it's totally overwhelming all your perceptive senses.
A kada sretnete Boga, to potpuno preplavljuje sva vaša osjetila za opažanje.
You don't really know where to look because each part the transcendental body of Krishna is equally beautiful.
I ne znate gdje je prvo pogledati, jer svaki dio transcendentalnog tijela Krishna je jednako lijep.
In this world, when we look at beauty, mostly there's one part which is beautiful.
U ovom svijetu, kada gledamo na ljepotu, uglavnom je samo jedan dio lijep.
Mostly it's in the eyes.
Uglavnom je u očima.
That's why women who know the art of shminka, they put shminka around the eyes to give emphasis. Look here, look here.
Toga žene koje znaju umjetnost šminkanja nanose šminku oko očiju tako da time govore pogledaj ovamo, gledaj ovamo.
Or lips is also thing.
Ili također usne.
No one has the idea to paint the earlobe.
Nikome ne pada na pamet šminkati resice uha.
Because that's usually not so seen as being so attractive.
Jer to se ne opaža baš kao nešto privlačno.
Or the center of the hand.
Ili dlan.
But in Krishna's personality, each single part of his transcendental body is equally fascinating.
Ali u Krišnjinoj osobi svaki dio njegovog transcendentalnog tijela je jednako zapanjujući.
The eyes, wow, so beautiful.
Oči, wow, tako prekrásne.
The teeth,
zuby,
equally beautiful.
Jednako prekrásne.
The earlobe, equally fascinating.
Resice ušiju, jednako lijepe.
Everything.
Sve.
And the devotee is just overwhelmed with the waves of beauty from Krishna's transcendental body.
A bhakta je preplavljen ovim valovima ljepote koji dolaze z Krišninog tijela.
But then next to Krishna is Radharani.
Ali uz Krišnu je Radharani.
Similarly, totally overwhelming.
Slično tome potpuno preplavljuje.
So the only reaction which the soul knows when it is overwhelmed is to somehow try to render some service.
I jedina reakcija koju duša zna kad je tako to preplavi je da pokuša nekako služiti.
Like throwing flowers on the forest path so that the divine couple can walk over the flowers.
Kao na primjer posipanje puta šumskim cvijećem tako da božanski par može hodati po njima.
The devotee, in other words, enters into a different experience.
Bhakta ulazi u neko drugo iskustvo.
I want to say today to all of you, I feel it's very, very important if all of you can do these two things. Have good devotional association.
Želim vam reći da su ove dvije stvari važne za vas. Da imate dobro društvo u duhovnom životu.
And nourish the seed of bhakti very regularly.
I da redovito zalijevate sjeme bhakti.
Then you will be entitled and qualified to get the results.
Tada ćete biti kvalificirani da dobijete rezultate.
You simply need to be alive, that's all.
Jednostavno trebate biti živi, to je sve.
And do your spiritual practice with the body, the mind and the speech.
I tijelom, umom i govorom da vršite, upražnjavate svoju duhovnu praksu.
One other thing you have to learn is you have to tolerate the ups and downs of material life.
I još jednu stvar morate naučiti, trebate tolerirati uspone i padove materijalnog života.
You have to understand this is unavoidable, it comes due to my own karma.
Trebate shvatiti da je to neizbježno i da dolazi zbog moje vlastite karme.
Sometimes I'm healthy, sometimes I'm ill. No problem.
Nekada sam zdrav, nekada bolestan, nema problema.
And while these ups and downs or these waves of material existence roll over you, you just have to remain determined to render your service with body, mind and words.
I dok ovi usponi padovi, to jest materijalni valovi vladaju vama, morate ostati odlučni u svom duhovnom životu.
And then when you do this, you become actually entitled to get these results which I've talked about, Svarup Siddhi and Vastu Siddhi.
I kada to napravite, postaje vaše prirodno pravo da dobijete taj Svarup Siddhi i Vastu Siddhi.
Sigurno.
Sigurno.
You just need to remain alive in bhakti.
Samo trebate ostati živi unutar bhakti.
Bhakti is, in other words, not very complicated, but it requires determination.
Drugim riječima, bhakti nije toliko zamršena, ali potrebuje odlučnost.
Maya will try to mix up your attention for bhakti.
Maya će vam pokušati odvući pozornost z bhakti.
Every day Maya will like to come and because she knows, well, this person, if he does this simple process that is becoming a spiritual gardener, no? Then he will leave the material universe and Maya will make she will really try something to that you don't go there.
Svakog dana Maya će voljeti dolaziti u vaš život jer zna da ste se odlučili napustiti ovaj svijet i zato ga se opet vraćati.
In America there is one prison. It's called, as far as I know, Alcatraz.
U Americi postoji jedan zatvor koji se zove, koliko ja znam, Alcatraz.
I hope no one will ever see this prison from inside except as a preacher.
Nadam se da nitko neće ovaj zatvor vidjeti iznutra osim kao propovjednik.
It's the high security prison.
To je zatvor sa visokom sigurnosti.
This material world is also a high security prison for the conditioned souls.
I ovaj materijalni svijet je isto također zatvor sa visokim stupnjem sigurnosti.
Therefore this world is called Durga. Dur means very difficult and Ga means to go. It's very difficult to go from here.
Stoga se ovaj svijet zove Durga. Dur znači veoma teško, a Ga znači ići. Veoma je teško otići odavde.
The moment someone tries to escape Alcatraz, so many things are activated.
U trenutku kada osoba pokuša pobjeći iz Alcatraza, toliko stvari se pokrene.
Terrible dogs, much more terrible than these dogs outside, will become activated and try to find the person.
Pokrenut će se strašni psi, mnogo strašniji nego ovi ovdje, i pokušati naći osobu.
Then there will be electrical wires, cameras, automatic machine guns and bombs, you know, activated all for the person who tries to escape.
Onda će to biti žica priključena na struju, kamere, puške i bombe, sve da spriječi osobu u bijegu.
Bombe might be an exaggeration.
Bombe, to je možda malo pretjerano.
So if someone wants to leave the material world, Durga.
Pa ako netko želi napustiti materijalni svijet, Durga.
Durga will become very much activated.
Durga će se silno pokrenuti.
She has 10 hands with 10 weapons.
Ima 10 ruku sa 10 oružja.
Most of her weapons are just like arrows who go into your consciousness. They work almost like tear gas. You lose all your orientation in life.
Većina njezinih oružja su poput strela koje ulaze u vašu svjesnost i tako izgubite orijentaciju u životu.
Therefore you need the association of devotees, which is like a protective fence against these missiles.
Stoga vam treba druženje s baktama koje je poput zaštitne ograde protiv ovih projektila.
And it is described that there will be an arrangement to make your determination weak.
I opisano je da će se desiti aranžmani da bi umanjili vašu odlučnost.
Those of you who have a guru, they will find out that all of a sudden they develop doubts.
Vi, oni od vas koji imaju gurua, će shvatiti da jedan put razviju sumnje.
There's a scripture which explains that these doubts are placed by Maya into the mind of the aspiring disciple.
Postoji spis koji kaže kako te sumnje Maja stavlja u um mladog bhakte.
Ah, Krishna, Maya will really do a good job.
Maja će stvarno obaviti dobar posao.
But when you are a little determined to go back home, back to Godhead, you can go.
Ali ako ste malo odlučni da se vratite kući u duhovni svijet, možete ići.
And I will now tell you a secret.
I sada ću vam reći tajnu.
Normally it costs 1 million euros to hear the secret, but today it's free.
Uglavnom, inače košta 1 milijun eura da biste saznali, da biste čuli tu tajnu, ali danas ćete je dobiti besplatno.
Listen very carefully, you can save a lot of energy in your spiritual life.
Slušajte veoma pozorno, možete u svom duhovnom životu uštediti mnogo energije.
One great acharya, Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, has said that it takes usually 3 lives for someone to go back home, back to God.
Jedan je veliki acharya, Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati, rekao da je obično trebaju 3 života da bi se osoba vratila k Bogu.
In the first life you chant nam aparad.
U prvom životu mantrate nama aparada.
That is you're struggling with the offenses against the holy name.
Borite se s uvredama protiv svetog imena.
Concentration.
Koncentracija.
Keeping your vows.
Držati se zavjeta.
It's a struggle.
To je borba.
Second life you chant one level higher, it's nama abhasa.
Drugi život mantrate na višem nivou, nama abhasa.
You remember intuitively from your last life, I should give this all I can, this chanting.
Intuitivno se sjećate iz svog prošlog života, trebam dati sve od sebe.
You remember your failures in your last life intuitively.
Intuitivno se prisjećate promašaja iz svog prošlog života.
And you just give your best.
I jednostavno dajete najbolje od sebe.
The last life in this world is when you chant the holy name with pure devotion. It's called Shodhanam, the pure name you have.
Posljednji život u ovome svijetu je kada mantrate s čistom predanošću, to se zove Shodhanama.
So if you want your journey to be faster than three lives,
ako želite da vaš put bude brže od tri života,
you must somehow become scientists of chanting the holy name.
Morate nekako postati znanstvenici mantranja svetih imena.
You must find out how it will work for you that you chant purely the holy name.
Morate naučiti kako za vas to funkcionira da naučite pjevati čisto sveto ime.
And don't allow yourself to become discouraged if it doesn't work immediately.
I ne dajte se obeshrabriti ako odmah ne upali.
I would like to tell you my secret.
Želio bih vam prenijeti moju tajnu.
I have somehow by Prabhupada's mercy understood that Krishna first comes to us in the form of his name.
Šila Prabhupadovom sam milošću nekako saznao da nam Krišna najprije dođe u svom obliku svetog imena.
I must say it more concretely. I don't think I have understood it, but I have faith in it.
Moram vam reći konkretnije, ne mogu kazati da sam razumio, ali imam vjeru u to.
And I built my life on this faith.
I na toj vjeri gradim svoj život.
I just know that if I could chant properly and glorify my Lord, then he would come.
Jednostavno znam da ako budem mantrao pravilno i služio mog gospodina, on će doći.
Said when Krishna hears someone, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, chanting, I know you know the mantra. when he hears someone really calling out from his heart, he's moved.
Rečeno je da kad Krišna čuje nekoga da baš iz srca pjeva Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, da to Krišnu dirne.
He's moved.
Krišna je dirnut. Dirnut je.
Wonderful word. Yes. It's said that this spiritual sound has the power to go through the universe.
Rečeno je da ovaj duhovni zvuk ima moć da prođe kroz svemir.
And reach Krishna's ear.
I dođe do Krišninog uha.
Did you know this Madhuri Manjari?
Jesi li znala ovo Madhuri Manjari?
It reaches actually Krishna's ear.
Dođe do Krišninog uha.
Sound is very powerful. Do you know from physics, they say that one butterfly who flies in Korea was the source of what was this heavy hurricane in New Orleans? Barbara, Hurricane Barbara, I think it was her name. No? Katrina. Yeah. It came from a little butterfly in Korea.
Kažu da mali leptir u Koreji uzrokuje strašni hurikan, orkan,
Katarina, or like Russian, or Katrin. You might ask, what? How could the little butter, it makes a little, how could he make a hurricane?
Možete reći, šta, tak mali leptirić, mašući krilima, kako on može uzrokovati orkan?
This is unlogical.
To je nelogično.
No, what you must know is somehow he made it at the right, I mean, not the right time, but a time where the little came together with another wind and just added something to the wind, and then the wind was increased somehow, and then it took all of New Orleans.
Mora da znati, taj leptir je mašući krilima došao u taj neki povoljan vjetar, dodao je nešto njemu, vjetar se pojačao i na kraju se pretvorio u Katarinu.
So if you can chant properly,
ako možete pravilno mantrati,
your chanting will have the potency to leave the material universe and reach Krishna's ear.
Vaše će mantranje imati moć da napusti materijalni svijet i dođe do Krišninog uha.
For this project, my dear devotees, we can offer easily one lifetime.
Za ovaj proces, dragi moji bakte, možemo ponuditi sam jedan cijeli život.
Or three lifetimes.
ili tri života.
It's worth it.
Vrijedno je toga.
To go back home, back to God.
Da bismo se vratili natrag kući i natrag Bogu.
I am convinced if Prabhupada told all of us if you learn to chant properly you can make it in one lifetime.
Uvjeren sam, Šrila Prabhupada nam je to rekao, da ako mantrate pravilno možete uspjeti u jednom životu.
But it would be easy if Maya wouldn't just put all her Alcatraz weapons on you. Yeah.
Bilo bi jednostavno kad Maja ne bi izvukla sva svoja oružja iz Alcatraza i upotrebila ih na vama.
Would be easy.
Bilo bi jednostavno.
But we, so because we are tested, we will need a little determination, and that comes in the association of devotees.
Ali trebat ćemo malo odlučnosti, a to ćemo dobiti u društvu bhakta.
This is what I wanted to say today.
To, ovo je ono što sam želio reći danas.
I thought today I would just talk a little bit from my own experience in spiritual life.
Mislio sam da bi danas mogao govoriti malo više o mom iz mog vlastitog iskustva u duhovnom životu.
To give you a little insights of what I have seen or a little insight of spiritual life and practice.
Da vam malo razotkrijem ono što sam ja vidio o duhovnom životu u praksi.
I also want to say something personal at the end, which is of a different nature. Now I want to see if there are some questions to what I have said or questions to the spiritual path.
I želio bih još reći nešto osobno na kraju, a sad bih htio pitati, imate li možda nekih pitanja glede današnjeg predavanja ili duhovnog puta?
Please think about a good question. There is Lila Purushottama, then there is Mathuranath or Mathurananda. Mathurananda, that's the name of Lord Krishna, the bliss of...
Mathurananda ime gospodina Krishna.
And there was our young Mataji, what is your name? You're the sister of Pandava Sena Prabhu. Say Pandava Seva Prabhu. Good. These are the first three. So, Reti.
Da li uvijek Svarup Sidi dolazi prije Vastu Sidija?
Yes, because Bhava always comes before Prema.
Da, jer Bhava uvijek dolazi prije Preme.
Bhava is a state of love of Godhead where you momentarily see Lord Krishna.
Bhava je stanje u duhovnom životu gdje trenutno vidite gospodina Krišnu.
But then he disappears again.
Ali onda ponovno nestane.
It would also not be possible for you to see Krishna for a longer time because it's just so overwhelming.
Ne bi vam bilo moguće gledati Krišnu neko dulje vrijeme jer je to tako preplavljujuće.
It's described to be like a flash of light in the dark night.
Opisano kao bljesak u tamnoj noći.
You wouldn't be able to look with these eyes constantly into a flesh.
Ne biste mogli neprestano gledati ovim očima u bljesak.
But when it comes just one time, then you are very you see it and you know I want more light in my life.
Ali kada vidite jednom taj bljesak, onda znate, želim još svjetla u mom životu.
This very momentary and short realization of Krishna is on the level of bhava possible.
Ta trenutna spoznaja je na nivou bhave.
And you will, once you have made this experience, you will always want to repeat this experience.
I kad budete stekli to iskustvo, uvijek ćete željeti ponavljati ga.
The example is Parikshit Maharaj, who as an embryo in the womb of his mother saw the beautiful form of Lord Krishna.
Primjer toga je Parikshit Maharaj, koji je kao embrij u majčinoj utrobi vidio prekrasan oblik gospodina Krišne.
And when he came, when he was born and when he was, I guess, a little grown up, a child, he started to ask, where is that, how can I find Lord Krishna again?
I kada se rodio i malo odrastao, kada je bio dijete, pitao je uvijek, gdje ponovno mogu naći toga Krišnu?
He was so only interested in Krishna.
Zanimao ga je samo Krišna.
We hear that other children would play, but he would do deity worship. As a little child, he was not interested in roller skating, football, cards. I'm living together with two wonderful devotee children and I'm learning many things about a happy childhood here.
On se nije igrao kao što se igrala ostala djeca, već je obožavao božanstva. Nije se vozio na rolama, niti igrao nogomet, niti karte. Živim sa dvoje prekrasne vašanske djece i stoga od njih puno učim.
So this is what happens for someone who has just seen for a little thing Krishna and his own relationship to Krishna. He's lost for the world.
To se događa onome koji je kušao malo Krišne i malo upoznao Krišnu. On je izgubljen za ovaj svijet.
Last year we visited Nandagram and Terkadamba, and there used to live a devotee of Krishna who worshipped the Krishna Balaram deities.
Lani smo posjetili Nandagram jednoga baktu koji je živio tamo i obožavao je božanstva Krišna i Balarama.
When this devotee became very old, 80 years or so, he became very angry at Krishna Balaram.
Kada je ovaj bakta ostario, negdje oko svoje 80. godine, veoma se razljutio na Krišnu i Balarama.
I have worshipped you my whole life.
Cijeli sam svoj život obožavao.
For you I got up at 3 o'clock and took a cold shower only for you.
Za vas sam se ustajao u 3 sata i kupao se u hladnoj vodi samo radi vas.
And you have not shown yourself one time to me.
Vi se ni jedan jedini put se niste pokazali.
I have enough of you.
Dosta mi vas je.
You can take care of your own worship.
Možete se sami brinuti za vlastito obožavanje.
Find another fool who cooks for you.
Nađite drugu budalu koja će vam kuhati.
I'm going to Varshana, to Radharani.
Idemo u Varshanu k Radharani.
So he was 80 years old.
80 mu je godina bilo.
That's not when you that's not the age to change your whole life.
To nisu godine da biste promijenili cijeli svoj život.
If you want to change your life, do it when you're young, 20, 22.
Ako želite promijeniti svoj život, učinite to kad ste mladi, kada vam je 20, 22.
Not 80.
Ne 80.
It's almost like marrying when you are 80 years old.
To je skoro kao da se oženite kad vam je 80.
You're too late, too late, too late.
To vam je prekrasno, prekrasno, prekasno, prekasno. Prekasno.
Your translation is beautiful.
Tvoj prevod je prekasan.
So all the people of Nandagram said, it was in the afternoon time, and he was just so angry. He left his courtier. I'm going to Varshana.
To se dogodilo poslije podne. Napustio je svoj kutir, odlučno, idem u Varšanu. Svi su ga molili, molim te, promijeni mišljenje, promijeni plan.
You're a little old. You're a little old.
Malo si prestar.
And who will take care of Krishna Balaram when you are gone?
I tko će se brinuti za Krišnu i Balarama kad odeš?
We are farmers, we have to work on the farm.
Mi smo poljodjelci, trebamo raditi na zemlji.
No.
Ne.
Don't try to convince me.
Ne pokušavajte me razuvjeriti.
I have made up my mind.
Odlučio sam.
Jai Sri Radhe.
Jai Sri Radhe.
I was very determined.
Bio veoma odlučan.
And the whole village was following him. Please, Baba, we need you.
Cijelo ga je selo slijedilo. Molim te, Baba, trebamo te.
When you leave.
Kad odeš.
Who will bless us?
Tko će nas blagosloviti?
Who will give us advice when we don't know how to solve a problem?
Tko će nam davati savjete kada ne znamo kako riješiti probleme?
No, I am leaving Nandagram.
Ne, napuštam Nandagram.
One by one, all the villagers went home.
I jedan po jedan svi su seljani se vratili kući.
Baba was too angry. Baba was too much angry.
Baba je bio preljut.
Only two boys remained.
Samo su dva dječaka ostala.
One boy said, but they will be so hungry, Krishna Balaram.
Dječaci su govorili, ali Krishna Balaram će biti toliko gladni.
Yes, I know, but I don't care any longer.
Da, znam, ali više me nije briga.
Finally, the boys said, stop.
Na posljedku i dječaci su se zaustavili.
Now look at us.
Pogledaj nas sada.
And they transformed into Krishna Balaram.
I transformirali su se u Krishnu i Balarama.
You have served us so nice.
Tako si nas fino služio.
We are so dependent on your service.
Toliko ovisimo o tvojoj službi.
But to purify your soul, we have made you hanker more and more after us.
Ali da bismo pročistili tvoju dušu, naveli smo te da više i više čezneš za nama.
Now go back and cook something.
Sada se vrati, skuhaj nešto.
We are already very hungry.
Već smo toliko gladni.
Walking so much here.
Već toliko smo hodali.
This devotee started to cry at seeing Krishna Balaram.
Ovaj bhakta je počeo plakati jer je vidio Krishnu i Balarama.
He never stopped crying.
Nikad nije prestao plakati.
In the morning the villagers found him in the ditch and he was still crying in ecstasy.
Idućeg su ga jutra seljani pronašli u jami i još uvijek je plakao u zanosu.
And when the time came when Krishna Balaram come home, that is the evening time when the sun is setting, it's called Uttara Goshta, that great devotee went home with Krishna Balaram to the eternal Goloka Vrindavan.
I kada je došla večer, vrijeme koje se zove Uttara Goshta, taj veliki bhakta se vratio s Krishnom i Balaramom na Goloku Vrindavan.
He left his material body.
Napustio je ovo materijalno tijelo.
So first Bhava must be there. Lila Purushottama.
Lila Purushottama, najprije tu mora biti Bhava.
Where that realization is, it's just very short. Because you can't bear more.
Ta spoznaja je tako kratka jer više ne možeš podnijeti.
And with understanding Krishna, you also understand who you are.
I razumijevajući Krišnu, ili vidjeći Krišnu, također razumijevaš tko ti jesi.
And then comes full love of God, prema, but that prema you cannot experience while you're still in the body. You have to be in the spiritual body.
A potom dođe prema, čista ljubav prema Krišni, koju ne možeš iskusiti u svom materijalnom tijelu, trebaš biti u svom duhovnom
tijelu. That's why after the short realization, this revelation to the Baba, event.
Stoga je nakon tog kratkog otkrivenja te bhave on otišao.
Hare Krishna. Yes. I have heard that at the time of death, Krishna gives an incredible amount of mercy to his servants, even the not so realized servants.
Čuo sam da u trenutku smrti Krishna daje veliku količinu milosti svojim slugama koji možda i ne moraju biti toliko samospoznati sluge.
And I have also seen in many cases that for some devotees, the moment of death, two things happen. The bad karma leaves them because they just quite intense, you know.
Također sam često vidio kod bhakta koji napuštaju tijelo da se događaju dvije stvari. Odlazi im loša karma.
In other words, by that intense experience of karma, the of death or dying, you could say, the pain, the bewilderment, all the bad karma is burned.
Tim iskustvom smrti, umiranja, ta loša karma, bol i zbunjenost, sva ta loša karma odlazi.
And Krishna is also very merciful to the devotees.
I Krishna je također veoma milostiv prema bhaktama.
Especially if the devotees have been under the care of a pure devotee.
Posebice ako su bhakte bili pod skrbi čistog bhakte.
One of my god brothers who's very realized, Pankajangri Prabhu, he shared with me his observation and conviction that at the time of death Krishna will come running and deliver his devotees.
Jedan od moje braće po Bogu, koji je veoma spoznat, Pankajangri Prabhu, prenio me svoje razumijevanje da će u trenutku smrti Krishna doći trčeći i spasiti svoga bhakta.
And at that time Krishna will give them the cities, the different perfections.
I u tome trenutku Krishna će im dati siddhije, te ta razna duhovna savršenstva.
It's very easy for Krishna to do that.
Krishna s lakoćom to može napraviti.
It's that he just takes Maya away like this.
Samo ovako makne veo Maje.
And everything is open and clear and visible.
Sve je otvoreno, čisto i vidljivo.
And there are many, if you look at the deaths of some of the devotees, it's amazing how much mercy they have.
I ako pogledate smrti nekih bhakta, jednostavno je zapanjujuće koliko su milosti dobili.
One devotee asked Ramanujacharya a difficult question: is what if a devotee who has served Krishna forgets Krishna at the moment of death? What happens?
Jednom jedan bhakta postavio pitanje Ramanujacharyi: što ako bhakta koji je služio Krishnu cijeli život u trenutku smrti se ne sjeti Krishne?
Ramanujacharya didn't know the answers, so he went to one servant, Kanchipunam, and who was reported that he was this servant Kanchipunam was talking with Krishna.
Stoga Ramanujacharya osobno nije znao odgovor, ali otišao jednom velikom slugi gospodina koji se zvao Kanchipurna, za kojeg se govorilo da osobno razgovara s Krishnom.
Kanchipunam was fanning the Lord each day with a fan. He put some water on it when it was very hot, and he talked with Parada Raj's name.
Kanchipurna je svaki dan lepezom hladio gospodina i poprskao bi je vodom kada bi bilo vruće i razgovarao sa gospodinom koji se zvao Varada Raj.
One day he said, Varada Raj.
Jednog dana dok ga je hladio, rekao je, o gospodine, Varada Raj?
Yes, what is it?
Da, šta je bilo?
Ramanujacharya has a question.
Ramanujacharya ima pitanje.
Oh, he has always these complicated questions.
On uvijek zadaje ta komplicirana pitanja.
It's so hot. Let us enjoy the nice atmosphere.
Pusti, ajmo uživati samo u ovoj finoj atmosferi.
Please, we have to do a little work here, said Kanchipunam.
Kanchipurna rekao, moramo nešto i raditi ovdje.
Okay, what is this question?
U redu, koje je to pitanje?
Kanchipurna, the Lord knew it would be a very difficult question, which he wouldn't like to make so public. The Lord knew Ramanuja's question would be a difficult question, and he didn't want the answer to be so public. Therefore he just wanted to avoid the question.
Gospodin je znao da će Ramanujino pitanje biti teško i nije ga htio obznaniti javno, i stoga ga je htio izbjeći.
Okay, sir, what is the question?
U redu, koje je pitanje?
What is the situation of a devotee who has served you, but at the time of death he just can't remember you? Does he have the same fate as all people who forget you?
Što je s Baktom koji te cijeli život služio u situaciji da se na trenutku na kontu života te se ne može sjetiti, da on ima dostiže isto odredište koji svi ostali?
The Lord, listen to the beautiful answer of the Lord.
Slušajte sada prekrasan gospodinov odgovor.
If he can't remember me, I remember him.
Ako se on ne može sjetiti mene, ja ću se sjetiti njega.
This is what happens at the time of death. Krishna is so milosti.
To se dešava u trenutku smrti. Krishna je toliko milostiv.
The Varaha Purana is a shloka also which says the same thing.
U Varaha Purani postoji shloka koja objašnjava istu stvar.
So our young girl, you, how old are you, if I may ask? If it's...
Koliko si stara?
Oh, 22. So
toliko stara.
I thought 14 or something, no? No? Please ask your question.
Molim te, pita pitanje. Što se dogodi s osobom kada dobije taj, dozna svoj svarup sidi, ali pod utjecajem maje ponovno ga nakon toga zaboravi nekako?
Once Prabhupada was asked a similar question, and that question was, is there a stage, Prabhupada, from which one will not fall down, from which forgetfulness is, on which forgetfulness is impossible, in other words?
Jednom su Šila Prabhupada postavili slično pitanje koje je glasilo, Šila Prabhupada, da li postoji nivo sa kojeg osoba ne može pasti, na kojemu više ne može zaboraviti?
And he said, yes, there is a level.
I on je rekao, da, postoji taj nivo.
When you once have realized Krishna, you just can't forget.
Jednom kad si spoznao Krišnu, više ga ne možeš zaboraviti.
It's too strong, Priya Namasaki.
To je presnažno, Priya Saki Rad.
Yeah. You just can't.
Jednostavno ne možeš.
It stays inside of you. Even if there are pills, forgetfulness pills, you can't.
To ostaje u tebi, čak i unatoč da uzmeš tablete zaborava.
Because that Krishna realization is a spiritual realization which is categorically different than any experience you have made through your material senses in this material world.
Jer spoznaja Krišna je duhovna spoznaja i kategorički se razlikuje od bilo kojih spoznaja koje se stekla u ovome svijetu.
Yeah, so once you have this, you will also always want to have it again. It's your only goal in life.
Jednom kad budeš to doživjela, uvijek ćeš čeznuti da ponovno doživiš, to će ti biti jedini cilj u životu.
You have so much ukus to taste this.
Toliko ćeš imati ukusa za to.
You don't want anything else.
Nećeš željeti ništa drugo.
This Svarup Siddhi or the proper God realization or self realization, yeah, that isn't not from the mental platform.
Ova pravovaljana spoznaja Boga ili samo spoznaja nije na mentalnom nivou.
What you have on the mental level, that is subjected to forgetfulness.
Ono što stekneš na mentalnom nivou, to je podložno zaboravu.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Hvala ti.
Priya Namasaki, huh?
Priya Saki Radha.
Also nice, Priya Saki Radha. Matura Nanda, the bliss of Matura.
O zanosu Mature.
Can I ask you, you are speaking how we have to achieve all of these perfections to understand Krishna and go back home. I have heard many times devotees quoting that if a pure devotee, when he goes back home, he also liberates 20 generations. So How do we understand this? How does this work? Or especially since, you know, 20 generations are maybe
not so Krishna conscious.
Okay, good question.
Pitanje je, dakle, Bhakte često citiraju, kažu da kada čisti Bhakta dostigne to savršenstvo i vrati se nazad kući Bogu, on oslobađa 20 generacija svojih. Također, oni bivaju oslobođeni. Pitanje je kako se to dešava. Specijalno što često te osobe nisu baš specijalno duhovne, možda. Mislim, u našim slučajima.
There are different types of liberation that we first need to understand.
Postoje različite vrste oslobođenja, to najprije moramo razumjeti.
There is devotional liberation from this world where you become, take up a part in Krishna's lila.
Postoji oslobođenje kroz predanost u kojemu dođeš u Krishna lilu.
There is a liberation from the impersonal liberation.
Postoji impersonalno oslobođenje.
There's also a liberation from karma.
Postoji oslobođenje od karme.
There are different types.
Razne vrste.
And Mathurananda, I can't imagine that if you go back to Godhead, your grandfather, who was fighting with the Turks and killed 50 Turks and cut their beards, you know, go back to Godhead.
Ne mogu zamisliti da bi tvoj čukun djed koji se borio protiv Turaka i rezao im brade da bi se vratio kući kad ti odeš.
And I want to tell you why I can't imagine this.
I htio bih ti reći zašto to ne mogu zamisliti.
Srila Prabhupada was once asked about Ratha Yatra. There is a statement that anyone who pulls the cart of the Lord with the rope will get liberation. And he was asked, there are so many karmis who come, oh yes, let us also do, when you are in Rome, do as the Romans, you know, who just accidentally join the celebration. Will they also get liberation and finish the cycle of birth and death?
Jednom su Šila Prabhupada postavili pitanje glede Ratha Yatre, kada rečeno je da osoba koja povlači konopcem, povlači kočiju gospodina Džaganata, da dostiže oslobođenje i toliko ljudi dođe koji su tu usput slučajno, kad si u Rimu ponašao se kao Rimljanin i koji povuku kočiju, hoće li oni također dobiti oslobođenje?
Do we have Ratha Yatra in Split also?
Imamo li Ratha Yatra u Splitu? Bilo bi toliko fino da je održimo.
Ricardo, that would be quite a project, yeah.
Ricardo, to bi bio novi projekt.
It would be unforgettable.
To bi bilo nezaboravno.
Yeah. For instance, I know in New York, when we do Ratha, I was once there in Ratha Yatra, when we do, there is this Broadway, we go down 20 some avenue which is where everyone is present.
Ratha Yatra koju održavam u Njorku, jednom sam bio tamo, ide ili Broadwayom ili tom nekom velikom avenijom poznatom.
So many people jump out of the shops and pull for a little while the cart.
Toliko ljudi iskače iz prodavaonica i na kratko povlači kočiju.
But then they go back into the shops and restaurants and life as normal, you know, live their life as normal.
I onda se vraćaju u prodavnice, restorane i nastavljaju normalno živjeti svoje živote.
So will they all go back to God?
Da li će svi od njih ići natrag k Bogu?
Is that their liberation?
Da li je to njihovo oslobođenje?
So this was the question posed to Srila Prabhupada.
To je pitanje bilo postavljeno Srila Prabhupada.
And he said, no, the liberation they get is a chance.
A Srila Prabhupada odgovorio, ne, oslobođenje koje oni dobijao je šansa, prilika.
Prabhupada said, it's like someone who enters a hospital and gets cured from the disease, but then when he goes out of the hospital, then he can now have another chance to live more healthy.
Šla Prabhupada je rekao, oni su poput bolesnika koji dođe u bolnicu, izliječi se i kada iziđe vani ima priliku živjeti zdrav život.
I think Prabhupada gave this example in relationship to venereal disease. Venereal disease is a disease of, which is sexually transmitted of the private organs.
Šla Prabhupada je dao primjer spolno prenosivih bolesti.
Yeah. So when such a patient gets treated in the hospital, his disease is cured. But if he now goes out and again lives like a barbar, you know, then he will get it again.
Ako taj bolesnik se liječi u bolnici, izliječi se, ali kada iziđe van i ako ponovno nastavi živjeti poput barbara, ponovno će se razboljeti.
Yeah. So he has a chance to live a healthy life.
Ima priliku živjeti zdrav život.
Haribo. He has a chance to live a healthy life.
Ima priliku živjeti zdravim životom.
Now he must not go back to his old ways.
I sada se ne smije vratiti ka starom načinu života.
This is the type of liberation which you which I believe comes also when you when you go back to Godhead and your Turkish your man who your grandpa who killed the Turks get some benefit. He will, wherever he is, he will get a chance to progress in spiritual life.
To je ta vrsta oslobođenja kad se ti vratiš u duhovni svijet, tvoj čukon djed koji je ubijao Turke, gdje god da jest, dobije
his path is now clear.
Njegov je put sada čist.
That means some old karma, Turkish karma has been taken away from him.
To znači da mu je neka stara turska karma oduzeta.
Hare Krishna. This is my speculation.
To je moja spekulacija.
I'm taking it from the answer of Prabhupada to the Ratha Yatra.
Uzimam je iz odgovora Šrila Prabhupada o Ratha Yatri.
Good. Your child is very happy today.
Tvoje dijete je danas veoma sretno.
He enjoys the good atmosphere.
Uživa u dobroj atmosferi.
Haribo, you are very happy child.
Veoma sretno.
I'm looking
dijete.
Now a little at the wristwatch.
Sad gledam na ručni sat.
Should we just sing one more bhajan and then we stop?
Hoćemo gledati još jedan bhajan, onda ćemo prestati.
Yes. Right, Vikrama is ready.
Right, Vikrama is spreman.
Would you like again a little drop or is it? Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Deep, deep. Yeah.
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare.
No, that will be too difficult. Let it be. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare
Oh.
Yeah. Rama, 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 Rama. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Hare Rama Rama Hare Hare Prabhu para, Jira Prabhu para. Jaya Prabhu para, Jaya Prabhu para, Prabhu para, Jira Prabhu para. Oh! Jaya Kora. Jaya Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram. Jaya Gauranitai, 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 Gauranitai.
Jayom Vishnu Pada Paramahansa Paravrajakacharya Astata Satasi Simatistivayangre Sila Abhe Charanaravinda Shila Bhakti Vedan Swami Maharaja Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Anant Koti Vaishnava Vrinda ki jai, Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda ki jai, Vrindavan Dhamma ki jai, Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bo, All glories to the Yasamati Bodhis, All glories to the Yasamati Bodhis, All glories to the Yasamati Bodhis, All glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki. Namo Vishnu Padaya Namo Tathagata.